So this business is a people business, and we talk about that all the time, that it's a people business. And what do I mean by that? You know, especially when you're inviting, what we really want to do is to find out about what people's needs, wants, pains, and desires are. And if we can understand what they're looking for, what their needs, wants, pains, and desires, and those needs, wants, pains, and desires don't have to be negative needs, wants, pains, and desires. They can be positive ones as well. But if we understand what they're looking for, what they need, then we can give them a solution to exactly meet their needs. And as we do that, then guess what happens? We're not selling them. We're just giving them a solution that they're looking for. So how do we do that? How do we find out people's needs, wants, pains, and desires? Here's an acronym to remember, FORM. F stands for family and friends. O stands for occupation. R stands for recreation. And M stands for money. And so you want to find out about the friends and family, about their, what are they doing with their job? What do they do for fun, right? What do they do for recreation, the fun? And are they happy with the money that they're making? So, you know, how do you do that? Well, just ask questions. And as you ask questions, they're going to answer your questions and tell you their needs, wants, pains, and desires. So, for example, let's say, and we're going to do this with the people that we know. That's who we're going to start with first of all, not those cold contacts, people that we don't know. We're going to start with the people that we do know. And they're your friends already. And so you might know a lot of these things, and you do it on a regular basis. But we're going to put it into practice, I guess, here. And a key point is, don't be a telemarketer.
Yeah, Mark, I remember when I learned this, you know, it's like a new tool, right? Or it's a kid with a new toy, and you're like, oh, I know FORM now. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to get to know people. And so you start to interrogate people, and sometimes we miss the boat, right? We're trying to apply this tool to people, forgetting it's a people business. You know, and it's an honest mistake, but it's something that we need to learn. For example, I might have done something like this when I first learned about this. Okay, FORM, F-O-R-M, friends, family, occupation, recreation, and money. Yeah, so, hey, Mark, so tell me, how's your family?
They're doing good.
Good, great, glad. And friends are doing good, too?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, so how's your job? Your occupation?
You know, yeah, it's okay. Seth, you sound like a telemarketer.
Hold on, I'm not done. So what do you, so have you gone on vacation lately, Mark?
No, I've just been so busy at work.
Oh, probably because you didn't have enough money to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cut, right. So you feel, it's so
mechanical. Telemarketer-ish.
Well, how did you feel? I mean, because I'm your friend, right? Or at least you thought I was your friend. I was your friend, but I got this cloud in my head, and I started to apply FORM to you like it was, you know, like, I don't know, like it was paintball or something. You know, I just started shooting you with these questions, interrogation wait, hold a second. Don't give me any additional information. I've got to get through the list here, you know? I didn't really care because I got myself lost. And that can happen when you apply this. And yet, if you don't learn to apply this, then you'll never really get to know people.
So you really just got to be yourself. I mean, just think about a friend that you haven't seen for a while. I mean, you do this all the time anyway. So just remember, think about a friend that you haven't seen in a while, you know? And the first thing you're going to say is, so how's your wife? I mean, how's...
Yeah, so you see an old friend and you start ask these questions. FORM is a great tool, but you can't make the tool more important than the person, right?
So how would you do it?
I would just be real. First of all, I'd care about you. And I'd just say, so Mark, what's going on? I've got my paper in front of me, by the way, says FORM, right? So I'm going to, but I don't have to go through all of these in order, right? This is just to help me remember what I might want to talk about, because these things are meaningful. These are some of the most meaningful things in people's lives.
So we do this every day anyway, right? I mean, just when we see friends that we haven't talked to in a long time, I mean, you're always finding out about them, right? Because you care. If we just do this like when we're seeing a friend that we haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah. Or I say, hey, Mark, how's Sherry?
She's doing great, thanks.
She did that jewelry, wasn't a festival, but that jewelry.
That little boutique.
Yeah, how's her business going?
You know, she enjoys it. I mean, she really enjoys that business. She has fun. I think it just gives her an outlet to be creative and to have something that's her own. And she loves it. And it's fun to be able to watch that excitement in her eyes. when she's doing her business and talking about her business. And yeah, I mean, just she's doing good.
That's awesome. There's a different feeling. I don't know if you can feel the feeling, but I can feel the feeling looking at Mark's eyes right now. You know, I mean, there's something different about him because he's talking about the things that are most important to him. Now, I could have ruined the whole thing by saying, that's awesome. I mean, I could have had that moment, right? And then I said, occupation. So how's your business going? You know, no, you just, there's a time for everything. It's like the old song by the Birds, right? You know, they took out of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. There is a time for every season. There's a time, right? There's a time to weep, and there's a time to plant, and a time to reap. There's a time to talk, and there's a time to listen. And so many of us in this life are so into talking, so into communicating our message. We even take something like form, which is all about listening, and we turn it into interrogation. And it really becomes about us. There is a time to talk, but there are 10 times to listen. And that's what you can do. And that was just beautiful, Mark, as I was just listening to you talk about Sherry and her life, you know, I start to connect with you again. And the challenge for some of us is just to meld that with what we're doing in order to help people. Our business is helping people. Our business isn't getting things from people. And so from there, I would have said, great, that's awesome. And then I would have asked about maybe Kelly or Kenna or Micah or Leah, you know, and we would have talked. And I might not have said anything else. The challenge here is not to try to sell anything. Form is all about getting to know people. And I have a challenge for you.
And finding out people's needs, wants, pains, and desires.
Hopes and dreams. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that we need to jump on it right now. That's what the amateur does. The professional just really cares about people. And what I found is that when this type of natural dialogue happens, when you let it happen and you just let go and start to love people instead of seeing them as a function of your pocketbook or of your commission check, that's when magic starts to happen. And amazingly, the opportunities also make themselves apparent. Because when you start to talk about other people, they reciprocate and they start saying, well, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing for work these days? And say, actually, I'm doing something really fun. We need to talk about it. You know, and then you go from there. That's one of the key things I think about form is the timing and what it's about and really understanding other people. And then you'll find a way, you know, or they'll find a way to let you help them with that. What do you think, Mark?
I think, you know, one of the key points of form is really, it's not about me, it's about you. It's about the other person. And we can really find out what they're interested in and what their needs or wants, pains, hopes, desires are, then we can help them. We can help them by giving them a solution that they're looking for. And if you look at LifeVantage can fulfill most of people's needs, wants, pains, and desires. And so just being a genuine friend and just finding out about them, and if it feels good, then you can introduce the solution of LifeVantage to them. And if it doesn't feel good, then don't do it. Remember, it's a people business, and it's all about relationships, and that's the most important piece of this business is people and the relationships.
Well, and that's exactly right, because form is not invite. You'll notice if you look in the blueprint, it doesn't say apply form to people, right? Form isn't invite. Form is a way of life. Form is a way of being. Form is about understanding other people. It's really one of those foundational people skill type of a thing. That's what form is. Invite is something completely different.